Okay. I have a question for someone that has a PhD, knows about PhDs. Okay? I ran into somebody today. You're familiar with all this racist bullshit that's going on in the world today. Well, I'm watching this show on YouTube. It's a live feed. And there was this young man on there. He was a black gentleman. Claimed to be Dr. So-and-so. I'm going to give his information in a minute. I just want to tell you, you know, I have an 8th grade education. You can probably tell when you listen to me, and you can probably tell when I write. I'm sure it's murder to read my writing. But anyway, I want to tell you a story about fake PhDs. See, because this young man, and I could completely have my head shoved up my ass about this. Okay? I could be completely wrong. But this young man shows up on this show, and it's really a pro-black people show. This young man shows up and says, I'm Dr. So-and-so. You know what? Okay, my formal education is limited. But I've been around a few PhDs. I mean, I've done some computer programming, some C language programming, some professionally, and I've been in some settings where there are PhDs. Let's just say they don't talk like ghetto niggers. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you a story, a little backstory on this. I was in California, about a decade ago. And this gentleman calls me. I put an ad on Craigslist that I was looking for some programming work. And this fella calls me up and says he wants me to do an Arduino program, or he wants me to do a microcontroller-based project. I said, cool, let's meet at the Starbucks. And he identifies himself as Dr. Jackson. Okay? So, you know what? When I heard him say, this is Dr. Jackson, I was like, fuck, I was like, great, PhD. You know what a PhD knows how to do? He knows how to plan out a project. He's not just going to be like, let's wing it and take this shit by the seat of our pants, you know, and just paste it together as we go along. No, he's going to understand planning out a project. So I was like, cool, this is going to be a nice project to work on, you know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody that's a PhD has worked on many fairly sizable projects. He understands a little bit how to take a project from start to finish. And it's a lot easier to work with someone like that than it is to work with a complete amateur that just says, hey, let's sit down and just start slapping it together. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, Dr. Jackson meets me at a Starbucks. And immediately I'm like picking up on these vibes. I'm like, this doofus is not a PhD. I mean, okay, I'm an 8th grade dropout. I dropped out after the 8th grade. I don't hide that, do I? I don't try to pretend, oh, I got a high school diploma. I don't even try to say that. Okay? But I'm sitting there with Dr. Jackson. At a table outside of the Starbucks, and first thing Dr. Jackson does is some Asian people pull up. I don't know if they were Vietnam or Cambodian or what the fuck they were, but he started ranting some shit in their language, and you could tell he wasn't fluent in the language. He was just like, buck, 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 buck. You know, just some nasty little remark. I could tell from the tone of his voice it was nasty. And I was like, okay, this isn't sounding good. Because these ladies he was saying this to, from his tone, he was talking to them like they were common street hookers. Okay, I could tell. And so, now, maybe it was my imagination, but I don't think so. And number one, he had no connection to these ladies. So anyway, I'm sitting here listening to Dr. Jackson talk about the project that he wants done. Dr. Jackson. And Dr. Jackson was really arrogant, too. Worse than me. So, Dr. Jackson mentions in the middle of our little meeting that he dropped out of school after the seventh grade. And I was like, I put up my hand. I was like I'm raising my hand to go to the bathroom in the third grade, you know? Hello? Dr. Jackson? I'm just curious about something. How exactly did you drop out of school after the seventh grade, and yet you have a PhD? Okay. Now, maybe you're going to listen to my story, and you're going to be like, no, he's a PhD. Okay, check this out. You know what his answer was when I said, how did you drop school after the seventh grade and get a PhD? That is what using the title doctor implies, correct? Okay. He looks at me and tells me that he has some special accomplishments. And I'm like, Dr. Jackson, what are these accomplishments?
Well, I invented a timer chip for the VCR.
Oh, you did? You invented a timer chip for the VCR?
Yeah, sure did.
Now, you tell me if my assumption is way off base or if I'm dead on target. I'm going to tell you what I think happened with Dr. Jackson. Dr. Jackson got on that danged intermo-web, you know, the internet, intermo-web, and Dr. Jackson went to one of those diploma mills where they charge $2,400 for a PhD, you know, or some other amount, whatever they choose to charge you, and they print you out a fancy-looking diploma on their HP DeskJet, and they put a gold star on it, and they mail it to you in exchange for the $2,400. And you know what they did? Instead of just saying,
hey, Mr. Jackson, give us your credit card number, we'll give you the PhD. No.
They asked him if he had any accomplishments or anything in his life, and he told them,
invented a timer chip for the VCR. Yep, that'll get you, they told him, that'll get you a PhD.
I'm almost sure. Now, you know what? You tell me, am I way the fuck off base here? Inventing a timer chip does not get you a fucking PhD. It doesn't get you a master's degree. It doesn't get you a bachelor's degree. It doesn't get you an associate's degree. Okay? I mean, my impression of people that have a higher level education, you know, the bachelor's, the master's, the PhD, you know what they have that I definitely don't have? They have a very well-rounded education. They have some fairly extensive education in English, writing, planning projects, mathematics, science, right? I missed out on all that. I mean, me being a C programmer, it doesn't matter how good a C programmer I am, I don't have those things. But you know what? Just because if I invented a chip, you know who gets an honorary PhD? I mean, not that I really like Mr. Gates with Microsoft. I'm not really fond of him. But he is an extremely accomplished software person and a business person. I understand he was given an honorary PhD. Somebody like him that has done something world-class, like established this world-class computer company, you know? He maybe gets an honorary PhD, but some fucking dick fuck in California that developed a timer chip for the VCR. Okay, so anyway, I'm looking at this company. It's the Dunn Foundation, THEDUNN Foundation.com. D like David, UNN like Nancy, foundation.com. And this guy, I watched him on this live show. You know what? I don't like to be racist, but my nigga talks like he didn't finish any school. And he's running this non-profit bullshit. And, you know, I went in there and I asked, where did he get his PhD from? And I'm not even sure if I phrased that question correctly. I mean, any stupid ass can file a 501c3. You know what? I've been around PhDs. They're usually pretty sharp. I mean, to have made it that far in their education. I just think he's bullshitting. And, anyways, that's my, His name is William Dunn. I think that's his name, William Dunn. And you know what? My homie, he just... It's like, I spent 6 months in jail back in 89, January to June of 89. And I spent Christmas of 92 through July of 93 also in a county jail. I'm going to tell you something. I listened to my share of brothers. Some were sharp as fuck. And some were just dumber than fucking tree stumps. You know... And this guy, you know what I'm assuming? I'm assuming that if you actually had a PhD, you not gonna talk like no goddamn street nigger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't have any refinement to his vocabulary. And granted, I'm an eighth grade dropout, but I'm just listening to him and I'm like, my nigga sounds stupid. Is he legit a PhD? How do I confirm this? Have a wonderful day. My name is Edward.